In this episode, we look at whether or not you're addicted to stress. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at stress addiction. This is something that I'm definitely guilty of. I think that my stress oftentimes is kind of just like a reaction, because I feel like I should be stressed because I've been stressed in the past. And so I need to be having this particular response to this particular situation just because, not because I'm actually stressed, not because there's anything to be stressed about, but because I'm addicted to it, because it's just a natural response. And that's not okay. And I think that we really need to be rethinking our relationship to stress and really considering whether or not we are addicts. So this episode should be super, super valuable. Make sure you stick around all the way until the end. Now, before we jump into it, this whole mask thing, it's great, right? You know, it keeps you safe. And with winter, it keeps you warm, actually, which is nice. But this maskne is insane. Am I the only one experiencing this? The other day, I got a pimple like right under my lip, and I never get pimples there. It's wild. Thankfully, though, Curology has been a huge help. And I know I'm not the only one dealing with that and other skin issues. So when it comes to treating fine lines, dark spots, and other age signs, it's all about finding a skincare product with the best ingredients. I don't have a huge problem with acne. It's never been like a major issue in my life. But since quarantine, it's gotten significantly worse. And beyond that, I also have really dry skin and struggle to find good moisturizer. I switched to Curology last year because honestly, nothing's been able to beat the power of their customized prescription formula. Curology is a prescription skincare treatment that's customized to help tackle your unique anti-aging needs. A customized Curology formula can help to improve collagen production, boost skin cell turnover, and improve the appearance of age spots and fine lines. To get your custom treatment plan, all you have to do is start by answering a few questions about your skin and sending a couple selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who will get to know your skin and, if it's a good fit, customize a prescription cream for your needs. After that, your formula arrives in the mail. Personally, I have a custom formula that includes tretinoin, azelaic acid, and niacinamide. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know what any of that means, but I don't have to. That's the beauty of having a custom formula created by a licensed dermatology provider. They saw my skin, they know what it needs, they tell me what it needs, I put it on. That it's that simple. And my routine is pretty straightforward. I shower at night, and while showering, I use my Curology face wash. After that, I put on the custom formula and then finish with their rich moisturizer, which so far has been the best moisturizer I've ever used for my skin type. So do what I did and make the switch to Curology today. Head over to Curology.com/tinyleaps for a free 30-day trial. Just pay shipping and handling. That's Curology, spelled C-U-R-O-L-O-G-Y. Curology.com/tinyleaps to unlock your free 30-day trial. Curology.com/tinyleaps. Do you thrive on tight deadlines? Always putting things off to the last minute to complete? When you have a few days off of work for vacation, do you struggle to get out of that work mindset? Does being away from your phone or computer for more than a few minutes make you nervous, fearing that you may be missing something? Maybe you feel like there isn't enough time in the day to get things done, leaving you struggling to turn your brain off at night to sleep. Stress, one of the most universal human experiences. It can keep us safe when we sense danger by encouraging us to be on high alert and prepare to fight or run for our lives. It motivates us to be productive and pushes us through the day from one task to another. This same biological mechanism designed to protect us, however, is also a silent killer. Today, we're going to be talking about stress addiction, what it is, how to spot it, and how to challenge it. Like most things, stress can be beneficial in moderation. It's when we overload ourselves with it that we enter the danger zone. Some stress is generally unavoidable, like car troubles or getting sick. It inconveniences us and causes us to rearrange our finances or plans, but there really is no way around it, and it's really not that big of a deal. It's the price we pay for being human beings, really. Other stressors, though, we place on ourselves, and this isn't always intentional, but it may be avoidable. And it may be worth our while to avoid it, considering the negative health effects that can come from always being so stressed out. Let's dig deeper. A study conducted over the course of 20 years, completed by the University of London in the early 1990s, found that stress reactions left unmanaged may be more dangerous risk factors for cancer and heart disease than smoking and eating high cholesterol foods. Physical effects of the human body constantly existing in this fight or flight mode include an increase in heart rate, blood pressure, and blood sugar. It contributes to the breakdown of muscular tissue in the body, leading to fatigue and exhaustion. We may also physically experience migraines, stomach ulcers, and general digestion discomfort. The impact on mental health is just as severe. Constant stress contributes to higher rates of depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and overall feelings of loneliness from social isolation. We can identify this state of overwhelming stress as being in distress. This is when our body lacks natural balance and equilibrium. It's when we're most prone to those negative physical and emotional side effects, and prolonged periods of this with little to no relaxation and relief can cause permanent heart problems, lung problems, liver cirrhosis, or severe depression. So that raises a question. If our bodies react so negatively to stress, why do we pack our days full of it? This may be because stress in itself is addictive. Stress releases hormones in the brain that rewards us and gives us energy. Dopamine is released to reward us and encourage us to continue the stressful behavior. Adrenaline pushes us through the stress and makes us feel energized, especially after we accomplish the stressful task. And another reason why we may be caught in an addictive stress cycle is if we tie our identity to the work that we do. This can happen when we feel as though the only time we're good enough or worthy is when we're working on a project or have an overloaded schedule. If we feel like taking time off, taking a break, slowing down is us failing, something I'm personally guilty of. So what's the solution here? Well, the bottom line is this. Our bodies are not made for existing in a constant state of fight or flight. We have to start with figuring out what specifically it is that sends us into that spiral. Do you start to feel your heart rate pick up when you're watching the news, scrolling on social media, or spending time with a certain friend? These are ultimately just examples that can help us start to figure out where we might need to cut back. This can look like giving ourselves time limits and boundaries for when we allow these stressors in our day, such as turning off news notifications and only looking at it once a week. It may also help to find other ways to release those feel-good chemicals in our brain, such as exercising or spending time with a pet. Resting is another great way to release dopamine, even though our stressful days may cause us to resist it. Stress kept our ancestors from running into a lion's den. Today, it helps us slam on our brakes when the car in front of us cuts us off. It keeps us quick on our feet and helps us survive, but we deserve to exist in more than just a state of survival. We deserve to relax. Thankfully, you already have the tools to relax at your disposal. Meditation, yoga, journaling, deep breathing, scheduling ahead of time, making lists, all of these are tools to help you relax and remove the addiction to stress. Use one and start the process. Today's episode was written by Sophie Sumter, a wonderful writer here on the team. Be sure to connect with her. The link to her Instagram is in the description of this episode. I also have a link to all resources used. I highly recommend you go through them. And of course, a link to today's sponsor, which I highly recommend you try out. Head over to Curology.com/tinyleaps to start your free 30-day trial today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.